Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Halcyon 6, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Peter. How's it going, Peter?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, Barry.
Well, thanks for being on. You guys, I imagine you're pretty busy right now.
We're a little busy. It's been a bit of a circus the last couple of weeks, but, you know, we're dragging along, you know, getting sleep where we can. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's right. Just sleeping on the couch, you know, catch a power nap before you have to go back to work,
exactly.
Well, tell people a little bit about yourself and what you do for the game.
Well, my official title is kind of, you know, producer, but we're a pretty small team, so... You know, it's like a lot of hats that we're kind of juggling.
You're a jack of all trades, masters of none type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of like, I'm on the creative side, definitely, and making sure that, you know, we're following our creative goals for the project. But I'm also sort of managing, setting milestones for people, making sure nobody is blocked on anything. And also kind of being, I guess, like the hype team cheerleader for everyone to make sure that everyone's sort of excited and motivated for the project.
Nice. Everyone needs a cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's an easy project to do that for because it is kind of inherently exciting. But
it's way exciting. Yeah. That's that's one of the reasons I wanted you on the show, because I saw it and I'm like, I have to talk to these guys.
Yeah, it's been really gratifying to see people's responses. Like, I kind of lurk on different boards doing searches, and like, I just saw one, I forget on what site, and someone said, like, do not click on this link unless you're like ready to back something.
Yeah, unless you have the money, don't click on it.
You in. And I mean, that's pretty gratifying, especially because like, as like the designer of the creative side, it's like great to see people excited for the idea.
No, definitely, that's really cool. So let's dive into it. Tell us a little bit about Halcyon 6. What is it about, and what can we expect?
Okay, well, in terms of story, like, the main campaign is this, like, I mean, we really went for like a crazy epic sci-fi concept where, you know, humanity is on the brink of extinction, and those are always
exactly. Good, so there's nothing wrong with that.
And we also thought, like, with our gameplay, we needed something with, like, some sort of oomph to, like, get people into it. But, like, so it's basically the human race is sort of like a Starfleet kind of, you know, we're calling it the Terran Federation. And they're under attack by this insane, horrifying alien race called the Cruel, that are just sort of slaughtering humans every step, and humanity is sort of on the last lines of defense, and a crew of a fleet gets sort of shipwrecked and finds this ancient alien space station that they hadn't seen before. No one had found, you know, no one had seen any sign of it, but they find this thing, and they sort of like use this station to fight back the alien armada that's sort of threatening the human race. So it is sort of this, like, this crazy last stand kind of feel around this ancient alien space station, which we thought was like a cool concept.
No, that is a cool concept. Definitely. So do you feel that you've got a lot of your inspiration? You mentioned the Federation, as in Star Trek. Did you get some inspiration of your character design from, like, Star Trek or other sci-fi movies?
Well, definitely, like, I think when we first were talking about it, like, one of the things that I really liked as an idea is, whereas in XCOM, like, the roster management aspect of XCOM is really about managing these, like, marines, like these grunts who you send to battle and whatever. And what I always loved about Star Trek as a concept is that, like, you know, the nerds, like the engineers and the scientists and them, are also kind of like the badasses, like,
we're like right. Killing they people. They get to be the heroes too.
Yeah, and like wrestling with aliens and stuff. Like, so I always thought, like, why couldn't XCOM be a bit more like Jagged Alliance, say, where, like, you know, in Jagged Alliance you have guys who are, like, in fights and, like, shooting people, but they're also your, like, head medic. And they also have skills that influence the base building part of the game, right? So it's like you're balancing their skills both in combat and outside of combat, and you get some cool decision making because of that.
No, that's it. No, it's really cool. I really like that concept. When I was watching it, I got that whole Star Trek feel, but I mean, it has that kind of like serious tone to it, you know, Edge of Extinction and everything, but there's also a friendly kind of side to it. Like it just looks, you know, whether it's the colors or the art design, it just looks kind of fun and happy at the same time.
Yeah, well, we tried to like counterbalance that. Like we wanted to hit people hard with like the story concept first, you know, but then sort of like pull back and see people that show people that it's not all like, you know, it's not all crazy dark. It's also got some comedic elements. And, you know, we juggled with like finding the right tone from the get-go, like, you know, whether we wanted to do something a bit more cartoony, a bit more friendly and wacky. But the way I looked at it and, the way that we looked at it was that, like, a lot of the funniest games ever made don't actually have funny concepts. Like, they don't have a funny basis to begin with. Like, Baldur's Gate, like, the main storyline is not funny at all in Baldur's Gate, but, like, the characters are really...
Oh, I love Mist.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for the eyes, Boo! Go for the eyes!
Or like Star Control 2, which is one of the funniest games ever written, but like the main storyline is really quite serious, you know? So it's about finding the comedy within like this sort of, dark setting.
I like it because you get that dark setting, but it's almost like you took like some of Star Trek and like some of like Galaxy Quest.
Yeah,
into there. So you have that funny element to it as well.
Yeah,
so.
Mixed with like... a bit of like Alien and like Dead Space.
Some horror in there as well. So, well, you know, I just from watching the video and other things, you know, some of your characters die some pretty gruesome deaths.
You sort of like Fallout kind of exploding head sort of stuff.
So what made you want to go more of the like pixelated art look for your, for the art style?
For us, it was kind of a no-brainer because we have JC, who is our lead artist, and, you know, we just really love the stuff that he does, and, you know, he's really a pixel art guy primarily, and so we sort of knew that. But also, it's just kind of like a decision that that developers have to make. Like, do you want to go sort of like fully modern and risk the chance of it not, like, of you not getting there, kind of? And maybe because of that, looking dated, like looking like kind of like you're from 2002, you know, or do you want to go with the retro style, which, you know, it's real, obviously it's really in right now. Like so many games are doing.
Definitely. Well, also with kind of with a, you know, a more retro style looking type thing, you can be a little bit more, like we were saying, gruesome with those deaths and not hit you as hard, where you're like, you know, where a really, really realistic game, you're just like, oh, that was awful. But this way, it's more like, oh, his body just totally melted, and it's more, it almost can be more comedic death rather than, you know, you're horrified type of death.
And if you're talking about like modern 3D graphics, then you're getting into like anatomical correctness and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's just this opens up this whole other bag that you don't necessarily want to go into without knowing that you can do it 100%, you know, correctly.
Exactly. So as we're recording right now, you guys still have about 9 days left on the Kickstarter, and you guys are well successfully funded, and this is going to happen. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really exciting for us. Like we had, we did the Square Enix Collective, so we sort of knew that there was some enthusiasm for the idea, but I didn't know if we knew how like quickly it would spread and how much focus we would get. And so it's been really like exciting to see that happen. And, we've been hitting a lot of the stretch goals that we've, from the get-go we wanted in the game.
Definitely.
We're just sort of excited to see where it can go in the next week and a bit.
No, it's really cool. And I mean, you guys have over, you know, 4,000 backers, so you have a good following of people that really want to get their hands on this game, and I don't blame them because it looks like tons of fun. And you guys are greenlit on Steam and everything, so everything's going in the right direction.
The green light was actually pretty exciting. That was a big bump for us as well. You know, there's a lot of debate as to like if you should go, you know, do your green light campaign at the same time as Kickstarter campaign. And I mean, for us, it worked like perfectly. I guess no one really knows how green light works exactly. but I think we were green light in like 7 days, which to me seems short. Like that seems pretty.
Yeah. Well, it's only a week. That's short.
Yeah. I mean, I know some games take, you know, 2 months. Sometimes, you know, some have been up for who knows how long. I don't really pay that close attention to the timing. But.
Well, no, but like you're saying, that's exciting too, because that's kind of also a testament saying that people want to get their hands on the game and they're like, yeah, Steam, let's get this going. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. So we know this game is going to get made, and we know that everything's going hopefully according to plan. When do you hope to have the game out to the backers and to the public?
Well, for the backers, we're hoping to have sort of early access, a number of early access stages that sort of culminates with our Steam early access launch in November. Obviously, that's really soon, but, you know, we've got the game planned out in a way that we're confident we can hit that goal. A lot of people are asking about stretch goals and you know, we're hitting so many stretch goals. Is this going to, like, delay the, you know, launch by a year sort of thing? And, you know, we've designed the game to be really scalable. So we'll be able to add in the stretch goal features and content with, you know, sort of like content releases after our launch.
So like some like DLC and stuff
I mean, we had a little like mini controversy with when we said the word DLC because people hate the word DLC, but like it's content that's downloaded, but it's not
that,
we're not charging for it.
It's essentially what it is.
Exactly. So we're saying, you know, content updates, sort of like
there
what FTL did with its advanced edition, just sort of like we made the game. Here's a bunch of stuff, you know, and the game functions and it's great. And then a few, you know, months down the line, release a little bit more, you know, and that's our plan. We're going to be just releasing stuff as we go after we've released the core game.
Awesome. So we're hoping the early, like kind of like beta in November for the backers, and then probably a few months after that, get a beta out to the public, or just release the game.
We'd be doing early access, like a beta for the backers earlier than November, October around then, and then Steam early access launch in November, and then the core game launch sometime in February most likely. But you know that could change depending.
Yeah, you know. Got sometimes things come up, people. You got to understand.
Yeah,
this.
Exactly. And I mean, and also like game launch times have definitely become a little blurry in terms of exactly when is a launch, and because early access is such a prevalent, prevalent market. So you know, it's just helpful for the development of the game as well. So,
well, yeah, that's when you find out what works and what doesn't work, right? So, well, that's exciting. And you guys are, I mean, you're so successful. Do you have plans of the future for maybe expansions or sequels or anything like that? Have you talked about it at least?
Expansions. I mean, it's a little early to talk about sequels. Halcyon 7, Halcyon 8.
That's right. It's going to happen.
For us, we're really focused on getting the mod tools. We just announced the mod tool stretch goal a few days ago. And for us, we see that as kind of being the future of the game to some extent. Like,
yeah, that way people can create their own stuff.
Yeah, and really, like, one of the core ideas of Halcyon 6 is to create a game with a system that basically amalgamates all the elements of an epic sci-fi story. So, you know, like characters and fleet management and base building and tech research in this way that, you know, if we are able to give our users the tools, they could sort of make all kinds of different stories themselves. and sort of continue the and continue the story along, or create a whole new galaxy with, you know, new races and stuff, put their own art in, which is another reason we went with pixel art, because that makes it a lot easier.
So,
I mean, for us, mod tools, I think, is really the future. But, I mean, we would definitely be open to doing, you know, any number of sequels or alternate campaigns or...
let's focus on the here and now, though, right?
Exactly. Like, for us, a big inspiration for the game was Crusader Kings 2, which is sort of, you know, it's 3 years old now, but they keep updating the game with new stuff constantly, including like free updates and things like that, and just keeping the community alive, and it's moddable, and it's, you know, you can add stuff to it, take it away. So, you know, we're pretty inspired by them in terms of like, you know, you make a game and you keep adding to it and making it better and better and better, and, you know, keeping the community active. So that's what we're sort of hoping to do.
But no, that's awesome. That's exciting. Well, I mean, all of this is pretty exciting, and you guys still have those 9 days left, and then after that, maybe you can relax for a couple minutes before you have
a minute and a half.
That's right. That's all he wants, people. He just wants a good, you know, he wants a power nap at least, you know, give him something. So, but no, it's really exciting, and I, you know, it's exciting that you guys are already planning on getting it out relatively soon to everybody, and that's pretty exciting, because sometimes you see these projects and are like, yeah, we're going to develop it, and it's going to be, you know, 2 years from now, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I understand, but, you know, people have that mindset, they're like, oh, I want it now, type of thing, and so, well, it's exciting that, you know, within this year, you know, the backers are going to be able to get their hands on a taste of it, and then the beginning of the first quarter of next year, you know, it will be available for everyone. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to be able to give something to the backers, you know, sooner rather than later. So we didn't want, like, the stretch goals to just sort of to make the project drag out. But, you know, again, we are creating, like, this core system that it's easy to add to. So so we're hoping that we can put out, like, a compelling, you know, product, this kind of product that the first backers, they really, that they wanted, put that out at the end of the year, that something that's, you know, that is playable and fun and creative and interesting and polished. Yeah,
so, something they can sink their teeth into.
Yeah, exactly. And then as we, you know, after that point, we can start, you know, getting all of the stretch goals in and all of the new content and just sort of adding it piece by piece.
Definitely. So, Peter, thanks for being on the show today. Tell people where they can find out more about Halcyon 6, or maybe more about Massive Damage Incorporated, which is what you guys are. So tell us a little bit about
that. Sure. I mean, obviously, check out Halcyon 6 on Kickstarter. That's where you're going to find most of the information about the game. Our Twitter is at Halcyon 6 Game. Our website is h6game.net. Also, if you have any questions, you can just email me at peter@massdmg.com. You know, give me a little bit of time to respond, but I'll try to get back to everybody's questions.
Yeah, he has lots of emails, people. Be patient. Jeez.
You know, check out the game.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll have links to all those things, people, in the show notes. You could definitely do that. And Peter, once again, thank you for being on the show, and good luck with everything on your project and everything in the future.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Barry.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.